Flick struggled violently to free himself, terror numbing his mind to any thought but that of escape. He had no idea what manner of creature had subdued him, but it was far more powerful than any normal man, and apparently prepared to dispatch Flick quickly. Then, abruptly, his captor held out an arm's length, and the mocking voice became icy cold with displeasure.
"Enough of this, boy. We've played our little game, and still you know nothing of me. I'm tired and hungry, and have no wish to be delayed on this forest trail in the chill of the evening while you decide if I am man or beast. I will set you down that you may show me the path. I warn you, do not try and run from me, or it will be the worse for you."
The strong voice trailed off, and the tone of displeasure disappeared as the former hint of mockery returned with a short laugh.
"Besides," the figure rumbled as the figures released their iron grip and Flick slipped to the path, "I may be a better friend than you realize."
The figure moved back a step as Flick straightened himself, rubbing his wrists carefully to restore the circulation to his numbed hands. He wanted to run, but was certain that the stranger would catch him again and this time finish him off without further thought. He leaned over cautiously and picked up the fallen dagger, returning it to his belt.